Cap and J Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I say
amen, I should. Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Che, we got Charlie, we got you on a Deal Breakers Thursday. We'll open phone lines for you at 312-332-3776 as our phone number at this time every day. We give you Shot or No Shot, and it's brought to you by...
That would be Club Hawthorne and the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. And they have a very cool giveaway going on right now. Would you like a chance to win $12,000?
Yes.
Well, you can register at any Club Hawthorne betting bar. They're going to give away $12,000 cash January the 1st. And they're giving a $1,200 a day in wagering vouchers that you could turn into big money. Those are each of the days of racing throughout the month of December. Again, the Club Hawthorne betting bar locations all over Chicago. And good morning, the secretary. Miss you, buddy.
Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Good morning, boys. How we doing?
We're doing all right.
Cap a little annoyed with the wife, but that's all right. Probably just the day that ends in Y.
It's not even the wife part of it. It's that we are in a great sports town, and our dead-ass teams, not one of them, not one, has ever had somebody come out and go, all I care about, like that cut that I have you burn in the system there from the owner of the Warriors. I'm maniacal about winning, and I don't care what it costs. Oh, wait a second. We'll take Bellinger on a one-year deal.
The idea that you're just shuffling chairs in the Titanic if you are 35th and Vec, the White Sox, is not good enough for me. If you feel like the door has been open for the White Sox to go through it and win the World Series, then you just don't just do side deals. You just don't get a deal for Clevenger and do nothing else. I don't want to hear the Sox explaining from Rick Hahn. I don't want to hear it anymore. I want to see movement. And if that means you got to make big deals to make that get that done, then do it. But just standing pat does not work.
I completely agree.
Here's how I know. I saw the deadline go and pass. And then what happened? Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. So that's
nothing.
That doesn't work for me.
And I told you, don't you dare tell me I didn't tell you this. I told you, I understand because the team stinks, the manager's out of his mind. Okay, don't do anything and give away your best prospects at the deadline. That club's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Did I not say that?
Yes.
I know you didn't like it,
yes,
but you at least admit I said it.
Yes.
But when you got to the offseason and he left for health reasons and we wished Tony well and they got Rick to handpick his manager of choice and you do nothing? And the reports I'm getting from people on the ground, boots on the ground in San Diego. Yeah, Rick has no money to spend. That's a joke. That's embarrassing.
You just can't do that in this city.
We want to blame Rick. Rick has to get the checkbook now. That's not on Rick.
I understand we're not one of the coastal teams like Boston, the Mets, or the Yankees, or even San Diego and Los Angeles. I know we're right here in the Midwest, you know, part of the covered wagons here, and we don't mean much, but it means something to me. It means something to me.
Crazy.
I can't invest this much time and money into a ball club that just stand pat and said, we just need to stay healthy. That's not a plan.
Jay,
here's Shay Norling.
All right, boys. I'm going to ask about the baseball team to start because we were just talking about the one-year deal for Bellinger and the deal for Tyone. In 2023, the cost for the Cubs for Bellinger and Tyone will be $34 million. Contrast that with the combined cost of Wilson Contreras and Anthony Rizzo, $34.5 million. Just a $500,000 difference between those two. So my question, shot or no shot, the Cubs screwed this one up.
Oh, that's a no shot. I mean, listen, if you felt that, if you're the Cubs and you felt that it was time for a divorce between Contreras and the Cubs, and you go right ahead and do that. We knew that the first shoe to drop was when they acquired Yan Gomes. That was a breaking news item on this show. And I said, Cap, oh, they got Yan Gomes. Contreras is out.
You did.
It's like if you bring in a veteran catcher when you don't really need one. Higgins was fine. Some kid's fine. Contreras is the guy. You brought in a veteran catcher. Oh, Contreras is out. Rizzo wasn't going to come back here. And the same thing with Contreras. You turn the page, but you upgrade while you turn the page. That's what I want.
Yeah. I'm going to say, how did you ask the final portion there?
The Cubs screwed this one up.
No, I'm going to say no shot because they know their player better than, like, I know him as a guy, but yeah. I'm not in that room. And I know they had their issues with him. That's fine. That is fine. Well, then move on and let's see him get replaced. I don't want to hear, like, he doesn't want Rick with the white wall behind him at a hotel in a conference room going, well, we tried and there was nothing that made sense, but we'll keep having good dialogue. No, that's embarrassing. But I also don't want to hear Jed go, we had offers out to all these guys and they chose to go other places and that's their right. No. You better land some big fish. You better.
All I know is that whenever you think of what you've heard or what you know about Wilson Contreras inside that locker room, just understand, leadership is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So whether they have the people within the organization had a problem with them or not because of leadership, someone's got to say something in there. Bunch of kids and guys that are not going to be around in a couple of years. Someone's got to lead in there.
And that, again, if you feel like he's not a good fit in there, that's fine. That's your right as a team. You want to run it how you want to, then replace him. Don't tell me, well, we found this AAA guy that's being overlooked in the Orioles system. We'll put him in there. No. Then I want to hear the breaking news sounder. Cubs and Carlos Correa are in agreement on a 12-year, $367 million deal. That's what I want.
All I know is that if the Cubs are moving on from him, Cap, based on personality, who is going to say something? Was Stephen Brault? Zach McKinstry? Someone's got to say something in there.
Thank you.
That's all I'm saying. Go ahead, Jay.
All right, I want to ask about our favorite Bear. The Bears haven't gotten a ton of production out of all of their rookies, but there have been some standouts, including Jaquan Brisker, Kyler Gordon, Braxton Jones, and, of course, our guy Jack Sanborn. Oh. Shot or no shot? Oh. Jack Sanborn has actually been the Bears' best rookie.
That's a shot. Brisker's missed the last two games. So has Gordon. Sanborn just keeps tackling people.
So better than Trenton Gill, huh?
Yes. Better than the punter.
Okay. Because, I mean, he's been consistent, Trenton Gill. I mean, I hold that up as a good draft, a draft pick for Poles.
I have no issues with Trenton Gill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and on this crappy team, you need a punter.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah, Jack Sanborn has been their best rookie. He's also been their best defensive player, period.
So then that is a shot. I know that we do a lot of jazz hands and fun with Jack Sanborn, but I think that is true. Think about it. It's not just because Stink Schlereth is making him a centerpiece of his talking points for the last game. We actually see it. We see intangible proof that Sanborn is going from left to right, all over the field, just trying to make plays. And I think he is the best rookie right now for the Bears, and it probably will end that way. When the season ends, I think that's what we're going to say. Who's the best rookie? Jack Sanborn.
Wow. Shay?
I know PFF isn't everybody's favorite. I like it a little better than the two of you, I think. But it's just a tool in the tool shed. If you look at PFF's grades of offensive linemen this season, Tevin Jenkins ranks fourth in the NFL among qualified guards. There are also offensive line analysts saying he ranks among the very best in the NFC. So he will not get it because the team is 3-10. But shot or no shot, Tevin Jenkins deserves Pro Bowl consideration.
Yeah, that's no shot. Stop. No.
Listen.
I'm glad he's playing well.
Shay, can I just answer it this way? I'm not saying that he won't. It just would be funny to see him out there after all this nonsense that we've seen, this silly putty that's known as the offensive line. For anyone to get that type of consideration would be funny. On this offensive line, seriously? Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
Stop. No. But again, anything could happen, right? And, yeah. And by the way, there is a Pro Bowl? Or
there's
no?
A Pro Bowl roster. There's no Pro Bowl game. There's events.
Thank goodness.
See, now that's a good thing because now guys don't have to drop out. You just take the honor without actually having to play.
You've been selected. Good. Give me my bonus and my contract. I'm out.
Amazing. This NFL couldn't find a way to get that done, to do something to appease the fans, to see the best of the best take on one another. Player just said, I just don't want to do this. I don't want to block. This is going to be flag football. I don't want to do anything. I'm going to get hurt. We're all a brand. And the NFL just bent over backwards. Like, yep, you're right. No game. So just in tradition, just because. Tired. That's so tiresome.
Such a boring game.
No question. So I would say no shot to that. Shay.
All right, there's an interesting point spread in the NFL this weekend. It's happened only 8 times in the Super Bowl era. The 5-7 Lions are a 2.5-point favorite in Detroit against the 10-2 Vikings. 8 teams with an 800-plus win percentage have been underdogs against losing teams in Week 14 or later in the Super Bowl era. Those teams are 0-8, straight up and against the number. Shot or no shot, the odds makers are telling us the Vikings are complete frauds.
Well, first, before we answer that, what is the Shay Norling number for that game? Because you find it suspicious.
Right, we have a Norling number.
What's your number?
Carmen would tell you the trend is your friend. You bet the Lions. I have a difficult time figuring out how this is at this number.
I would
only bet the Vikings at this point.
If you set the line, Shay, what would the line say for you?
The Lions plus one.
Oh, plus one.
And what are they getting now? What are they?
They're
favorite?
Minus 2.5.
I'm going to say no shot that they're a fraud because they got too much talent to be a fraud. I'm not telling you they're winning the Super Bowl, but the Vikings have Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, KJ Osborne, Adam Thielen, TJ Hockenson. No, they are not a fraud.
That's a no shot. They are not a fraud because they have earned this 10-2 record. However, when you say fraud, so I'm clear, you're thinking that they could be first round and out, or first game in the playoffs and out.
Correct.
I mean, anything's possible in the NFL, Cap. Could you see this Vikings team, as good as they've been the regular season, all of a sudden it's like, yeah, you know, they're out in the first round because of Kirk Cousins? Because that would be the reason.
That could happen.
Would that make them a fraud if they get bounced in their first?
Well, how did they get bounced? 38-7, or they got bounced, you know, 30-28 on a late field goal against a really good team?
Well, that's Kirk Cousins, so more than likely that'd be a blowout.
The thing I keep thinking about, then
they have a quarterback issue. Yeah.
The thing I keep thinking about with this Vikings team is you were down double digits in the fourth quarter to the Lions. You were down double digits in the fourth quarter to the Bills. You were up 5 against the Jets and got 2 stops on first and goal from the 1. You got a stop in the red zone late against Mike White. You kind of got blessed playing Mike White in the first place. And then you look at winning 9 one-score games. If some of those coin flips go the other way, this is, what, a 7-5 team, and we're talking about them totally differently. Now, they didn't go that way, so right. They're 10-2, and we look at them and go, you're one of the best teams in the NFC. I don't know that they are. I think they're just getting the right side of the knife edge.
I will say no shot to that, because I think the Vikings are better than that, and this will be the last time. Put this down. This will be the last time that I'm going to believe the Vikings can have a run at this thing. If they fall short again in their first effort in the playoffs and lose, then this will never work with Kirk Cousins.
Then you have to make a change at quarterback.
Yes.
Period.
I think this is what Vikings fans have been waiting for. Skoll's been waiting for, well, we got all this great offensive line, and we got all these weapons, and we got a good enough defense. Why can't we get it done? Well, usually it's because of the quarterback position.
Correct. They're going to be at home early in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They have a ton of talent, as I just said. Yeah. If they lose and he plays poorly, then they're a fraud.
Okay, so there you have it. All right, Shay, thank you very much for Shot or No Shot. Should the Cubs be willing to give Carlos Correa a record-breaking deal? Is anybody in Chicago going to get a record-breaking deal? We'll talk about that. Don't forget, we got Deal Breakers at 8:35. All part of the mix on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
Cap Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood. Morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000. Streaming at the ESPN Chicago app, like to remind you that coming up at 10 o'clock, it'll be Black and Abdallah. They're in for Greeny.
That means crosstalk, buddy. Be ready. Pack a lunch. Be ready to go.
You looking in a mirror? Or? You know I'll be ready.
I'll be ready.
Okay. I'm not so sure sometimes with those guys coming in here. They're a whirlwind.
They're a whirlwind, but they're our whirlwind.
Yeah, no question. Carmen Yurko at 12, Waddle and Sylvia 2, the solo Tyler Aki From 6 to 8, in for Black and Abdallah here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
I was doing some interviews at TV yesterday, and when Anthony, our great producer over there, Anthony DeRonda, says, "All right, Cap, let's go. We're ready. We've got, you know, Jonathan Hood. He's ready. He's on the Zoom." I sat at my desk. I said, "I'll be there in a minute." We've got Robert Mays from The Athletic, who's a great interviewer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just tell him to hang on a minute. I'm listening to something. He's like, "What are you listening to?" Barkley on Waddle and Sylvie. That was one of the most entertaining bits of radio I've listened to in a long time.
Okay.
Well done, gentlemen.
Still to come, we'll talk about Carlos Correa as far as him being part of the Cubs, but now to Charles Barkley. So Charles Barkley was on with Waddle and Sylvie, and the question was, what's up with the Bulls? Barkley says,
"Oh, and let me tell you something. I hate to break it to you. It's time to break up the Bulls, too."
Oh, you want to go there? Yeah, we were going to ask that. You think they should blow it up?
Yes, blow it up. It's time. You know, you got some good players. You're not good enough. It's time to start the rebuild.
We were just there. We were just rebuilding 2 years ago, and they just signed DeMar like a year and a half ago.
Charles, you were really high on this team at the start of last year, weren't you?
I was, but it's that was last year. This is a new year. Listen, they're not going to win a championship this year or the next couple of years. You might as well. You can got some good players. You got to start the rebuild. You got to really start the rebuild. And start over.
Okay, let me just say something here. Let me just say something here. Okay. So, Charles Barkley is a fine entertainer because he is the heartbeat of TNT.
He's amazing.
It's the best television show, pre or post, that's around. Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, other sports wish they could be able to have an entertaining show that Ernie Johnson, Charles Barkley, Kenny the Jet Smith, and Shaq put on. But you see, Charles Barkley, for all that he has brought to the table, he'll go on to many sports radio shows, including Waddle and Sylvie. They're lucky to have him because he makes time for them. They're friends. But Barkley, you have to understand, is also not here for your in-depth, deep-in-the-weeds thoughts on basketball. It's very surface level. When he says, "Time to blow up the Bulls," he's like the guy next to you at the bar. "Ah, this Bulls team. Time to blow up the Bulls."
Right.
There's no insight there. And I love Charles Barkley. Make sure it's very clear. Know Charles Barkley. Hung out with Charles Barkley. But you got to understand, in that soundbite, what do you hear? Is there any insight? Does he know the roster of the Bulls? Does he know who's on the Bulls? It doesn't matter.
You're not winning. Blow it up.
Right, exactly, right? He's the guy next to you at the bar now. He's on TNT, well employed to entertain.
$20 million a year.
Entertain. Here's also how you know, Cap. So, still in 2022, and no jump shooting team is going to win a championship. No team shooting all those threes is going to win a championship. He thinks that Chris Mullin and Tim Hardaway and Mitch Richmond are still in the league running Donnie Nelson's stuff, Don Nelson's offense. Now, that three-point shooting team, that's never going to win. And back then in the 80s, that is true. No team, there was a novelty. It was special to see
because
that.
Because nobody shot it like that.
But point is, though, is that he's saying that today, while the Warriors win all these championships.
Correct.
No jump shooting team can win a championship. Excuse me? They're doing it all the time now.
Correct.
But Charles says that. You know why? Because Charles is an entertainer.
Right.
So when I heard that yesterday live, I just rolled my eyes because I'm like, that's just lazy. And it's just Charles just being Charles. He sees a team that's under 500, that's struggling a little bit, scuffling in November into December, and says, time to blow it up. Okay, Charles. And I think the follow-up was like, well, what would you do? They silly might ask, like, what are you going to do? Blow it up? What would you do? Just time to blow it up. So that's what I took from it. No insight there.
Did you hear him on Justin?
Yeah, I've heard about Justin as well.
Yeah. He had opinions on a lot of stuff.
Yep. So do we. Next.
Here's a question.
Seriously.
Here's a question about the Bulls. I'm of the mind that tanking should not be out of the realm of possibility for them, but to play devil's advocate for myself, people said this time last season the Celtics should blow it up. That team ended up in the finals. Now, this Bulls team probably doesn't have that run in them, but do you think they have a run in them?
Yes.
Because if the answer's no, then yes, I understand blowing it up. But if you think that they have any chance of having a run in them, then no, you should keep this roster around.
Ah, sports in 2022. You get a little bit under 500 cap and you just cut and run. That's sports today.
Right. But the problem is, where is this team headed?
Well, it's not headed to where Orlando is right now. It's not headed where San Antonio or the Rockets are right now. Now, if the middle is too much for you, then you do what you want. But that's kind of where the Bulls are. They're not top tier. They're not middle tier. They will be in the playoffs. I will tell you again, they'll make the playoffs.
They're not making the playoffs.
No, it's fine. They'll make it. But the point is
and again,
that,
did we have a bet?
Yeah. Sandwich bet, Waddle.
Sandwich bet, Waddle. We have a bet. You said they would be top six, that they make the playoffs.
They'll be in the mix. Top eight, I believe I said. Eight. That's what I said.
That's play-in.
Oh, they'll be in the postseason. That's what counts, though.
Right, so they'd have to win the play-in tournament for you to cash your bet.
That means that they're good enough to get that done. But that's not.
I don't think they are.
No, that's listen. I know that Charlotte, Detroit, and Orlando, and the Knicks will probably be down there as well, are teams that's going to be struggling this year.
What if the Knicks called you and said, "We'll take Zach LaVine"? Would you do it?
No. Because
get out from under an onerous contract.
Nope. If that's the case, you shouldn't have signed him to start with.
Correct, but there was no salary cap savings by letting him go. You used your bird rights to go over the top to get him.
Dems the breaks. Sorry. I mean, you're paying through the nose for someone that you believe can be a difference maker for your team. We knew in negotiations that Zach LaVine, top 30 player, and if that's anywhere between 25 and 30, that's about right in this league. But what else were you going to do?
What if Jerry says you trade Zach and I'll let you sign Correa for the White Sox?
A lot of what ifs. A lot of what ifs. Focus on the Bulls because we shouldn't cross-pollinate with the money. The Sox should have their money and the Bulls should have their money.
I agree.
It should be.
I was kidding.
But I'm just telling you, and by the way, Sox aren't a Correa away from getting to the World Series.
Probably not.
I want multiple moves.
Okay, so long do you let this thing fester the way it is?
All season.
They won yesterday. Now, that was close. Washington team that did not have Bradley Beal. Their best player isn't even playing.
And almost lost the game last night.
Almost lost the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it took outstanding efforts. When Sylvie's right, that Vooch has had his struggles. Vooch was amazingly good last night. Outstanding. 25-11. He passed the ball well. They dove it inside, kicked it back out. DeMar had 27. Zach had 25. They even got 11 out of Patrick Williams. He made a move yesterday, Patrick Williams, where he got the ball. He comes down the left. So I'm like, how in the hell did he score that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's those little flashes. Again, he's 21 years of age. I'm not telling you that he's a great player right now. But boy, oh boy, when he makes these little splash plays, I'm like, he's 21. Can we just be patient?
That's right. What's interesting about that game, Cap, we can say all we want about
Watched
LaVine.
Every second of it.
So did I. LaVine, DeRozan, Vucevic, you say what they want. You can say what you want about their double-digit performance, but it comes down to role players as well. One key rebound by Caruso. That's the key
How
to the
about
ball
that,
game.
That was an amazing play. And there was that one, and there was a tap back that Vooch batted it back.
Didn't want the ball.
And DeMar ran it down. Right.
Didn't want the ball in a pressure spot because he didn't want to go to the foul line. You saw that, right? Late in the fourth?
Correct. But he did bang three threes. Huge.
It's funny how basketball works, right? We focus on the stars, but just a little play like that, just to get the offensive rebound.
The Caruso play?
Yep.
Huge.
See that?
Massive.
That's the key to the victory, right there.
I will tell you, boy, I know he's not the same guy because of injury, but Porzingis was stellar last night.
Mm-hmm.
There were three or four times Zach or Vooch attacked the rim. That guy didn't even have to jump when he put his hand. He's like, got a wingspan like a condor.
Yeah, and that's something.
What do you have, 29, 28?
28, yeah. 0-for-6 from three, but he went to the foul line a lot. That game was so poorly officiated, too.
Boy, if he had stayed healthy, that guy has a lot of skill.
Avdija, what you thought he was going to be?
He's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay.
Yeah.
He's a decent player.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Kuzma, solid.
Hell of a player.
Solid player.
Yeah.
So,
But to your question, though, Cap, like, no, I'm not cutting and running from a 10-14 ball club.
How long are you sticking with it?
The whole season.
Not me.
I'm not unplugging this because I know what that looks like. Nothing's guaranteed in this league. When the team was always in the lottery and swimming upstream, I can't have that. I've seen what that looks like. I want my team to be in the mix, and you build from there. You sign the deal with Zach LaVine. You get rid of LaVine or DeRozan, you're back in the lottery. Sorry, can't have that.
I don't disagree, but I would let it go. Let's see where we're at, like, January 20th. Are we getting any sign of Lonzo if they say he's out for the year again? And the Bulls are 500 or worse? I think what they said on Waddle and Sylvie has to be explored. You have to see what your options are. What are you doing otherwise?
Well, that means Billy Donovan won't be here. He didn't come here to coach young talent. He came here to win. You know that. If that's the case, then you get yourself a young coach to coach young players. That's not what he came here for.
No, he came here to win.
Damn right.
But they just extended him multi-years, which I love. I'm a Billy guy. You know that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he's our coach. But you got to get him some play. He's got a bad roster right now. I mean, it's mismatched.
I agree. But it's on Connor Chovis and Eversley. Unplugging it is not the answer.
Maybe
absolutely
Andrew
not.
Vaughn could come over and get him out of right field.
We'll play Deal Breakers. Yeah. That's coming up next on Cap and Jay Hood.
We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
I'm Doug Llewellyn, and here's a case of... Sounds like People's Court.
Wrong show, buddy.
It must be Deal Breakers. On Cap'n Jay Hood on ESPN 1000.
That's right. Not a Quinn Martin production. Remember those yes, when we were kids? It's a snoring production.
Here's Shay Dorley. Shay?
All right, fellas. Your wife has been committed of a crime, or convicted of a crime. Found guilty, and she's been sentenced to 5 years in prison. There's a chance she'll be released after 3 years with an early release, but she will be on parole. My question for you, are you staying faithful to your wife while she's in lockup for up to 5 years?
Well, what'd she do?
Embezzled money. White-collar crime.
Wow. Am I staying faithful to my... So I'm planning on standing by her and being her partner when she comes out.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Wow. If I'm going to stand by her, yes, I'm staying faithful.
Faithful meaning that you're not going to screw around while she's behind bars?
Correct.
Going to be celibate for 5 years. Not you. Do-do-do, she's hot. Do-do-do, she's hot.
Yeah, I would. If I'm going to stick by her. Now, if what she did was so horrific, like, you did what?
White-collar crime.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Madoff did white-collar crime.
He did?
Yes.
Oh. Madoff with the money.
If she was, like, embezzling millions of dollars and I didn't know about it,
mm-hmm.
and I find out, hon, the FBI's at the door. Yeah, you're under arrest, and they cuff her and take her away, and they show me all the evidence. I'm gone. The relationship's over. I'm not sticking by her.
Why don't you ask the question that you want to ask, as you always do on this segment?
What is the question?
That you always ask.
Is she hot?
Yes, exactly right.
Well, she's my wife. I think she's hot.
Well, I don't know. I mean, after 5 years, you think she'll be as hot with the tattoo on her face?
Yeah.
And her hair not as fresh and doesn't smell like, sunshine and rainbows.
If I feel like she was wrongly accused, you're damn right I'm staying loyal and there for her. God. If I believe she did what they said and it was horrible, I'm gone. The relationship's over.
You can't pay attention.
It's not who I married.
You can't pay attention for 10 seconds and all of a sudden now you're just going to stay. You're not going to swing it out there every now and then while she's behind bars. Of course you will. Of course you would.
No.
Oh, stop.
I'm not.
Please. You. I didn't say Mindy. I'm just saying in this hypothetical situation, in this Deal Breakers, It's not. Is it a deal breaker for me?
Yeah, I'd be gone. Yeah. The relationship would be over. If my wife was embezzling and went to jail for 5 years, no.
Yeah. You can't have that part. Cap, you can't have that part of your brand. You can't have that.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, that does matter, does it not?
It's not that. It's not who I married. I married this really high-class quality...
Hot,
amazingly
hey,
cool woman.
High-class crime, all right?
Yeah, no. Our relationship would be over.
You go to nice prison, you get a TV.
A nice prison, is that what you said?
You get a door, not a cell.
Right. You get a door with a lock, you get a TV with cable, you get a cell phone.
Not the people I know. All right, so it's a deal breaker. What's the next one?
You meet the woman of your dreams. She's absolutely beautiful. She has the exact same sense of humor as you. Yeah. But on the first date, she tells you she used to be a sex worker. She's slept with over 1,000 people, and she wants to take a year-long hiatus from all sexual activity with someone she's intimate with. Would you be able to continue seeing her?
Wait a minute. Read that again. Read the whole thing again.
This is the woman of your dreams. She's absolutely beautiful. She's got your exact sense of humor. But she tells you she used to be a sex worker. She's slept with over 1,000 people and wants to take a year-long hiatus from all sexual activity with someone she's intimate with. Would you be able to continue seeing her?
Well,
first of all, that'd be like seeing a woman and getting intimate with her and it feel like you're swinging it in Wrigley Field.
Right. You're walking in the Lincoln Tunnel.
First of all, that's a problem.
Boy, this is a big tunnel.
Wow. A lot of lights in here. Whose hat is that in there? Hey, buddy, you left your hat in here. There you go.
Oh, hold on a second. Woman of my dreams, so we've been intimate before.
In your dreams?
No, no, you said it's the woman of my dreams. I have to get to know her to know that.
That's not what that means.
No,
I'm telling you, this is the most beautiful girl you've ever laid eyes on.
Like, Mindy is the girl of your dreams.
She has your sense of humor, exactly.
No, it's not imaginary. Like, oh, man, she's the girl. She's the woman of my dreams. It's everything I've ever wanted. That's what he means. Not actually a dream sequence.
No, I'm not saying a dream sequence.
Yeah.
So we've had dinner and we've spent time, and I'm like, yeah, she's really, really cool. I want to progress here. And then she says, hold on a second. I've been... a high-paid escort for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a deal breaker. I'm out.
Why?
You want to hang out for a weekend? I'm in.
Why is it a deal breaker?
I have no interest in being with someone who slept with 1,000 men. I'm out.
Does it make you feel small? Well, it should if it feels like Soldier Field in there.
Exactly.
I'm just
it's like one of those Amazon warehouses that you drive by in Kenosha.
I mean, you want to feel like a man in there,
yeah,
right?
I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out.
What'd I say wrong? You want to feel...
like you're out to dinner, like if you let the relationship progress, and you go out to dinner, and four guys in the restaurant are going...
Wait a minute.
Hey, how you doing?
Exactly.
No, I'm out. It's over. Gone.
I would say that's a deal breaker as well.
Go away to Mexico for a week?
No! It's a deal breaker. Absolutely.
Deal breaker.
Absolutely. Knowing what you did before and you've been doing all that.
Right.
Why is there a Tiger jersey in here? Jeez.
Did you spend some time in Detroit?
Hand me a wrench. Leaky in there.
I'm out.
There is more deal breakers to come, but first, Danny's going to put money in your pocket in 1 minute right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Here we go.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
With more deal breakers, here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, boys, your ex-girlfriend makes a public post on social media and tags you in it to ask you what your favorite meal is that she used to make for you. The reason she's asking? Because she's seeing a new person and wants to make whatever it was for him. How do you respond to this post?
Positively? How would you handle that, Cap?
Like, where are we in this whole situation?
The relationship, right?
Right.
to your girlfriend. I mean, I know there's no specifics in there usually, Shay, but how long have they known each other? That matters too.
The new girl and the new person, or you and the girl?
You and the girl.
Dated for a year, have been broken up for 6 months. This actually happened last night. I'm going to pull it up so I can read you the exact tweet.
See, these are real stories, folks. We get this all the time. People are asking whether or not these stories are real. More, I think I would say they're 95% real. The other ones are from Dear AB. So let's take a look now.
Who? Hold on. Here's the exact tweet. All right. Here's the exact tweet.
Like Carol O'Connor used to say, all the family.
Dear AB.
I'm not going to say the name. I'll say redacted instead. Quick, redacted. Hit me with the best meal I ever made you so I can make it for my new potential man. How are you responding to that public tweet? You want to send me a text?
Yeah, I would say it's not a deal breaker, but definitely it's worth the conversation, is it not, Shay? Like, I would ask why. Right?
All right, so I'm a little confused. Okay.
Why is that?
Read it one more time, just so I'm crystal clear.
The exact tweet.
Yeah.
You get it. So I'll say, quick, Cap, hit me with the best meal I ever made you so I can make it for my new potential man.
And we've been broken up for 6 months?
Yeah. Imagine in a hypothetical future, you and Mindy split, and she's seeing a new guy, and she hits you with that on Twitter publicly. How do you reply?
I would probably DM her. Like, if we're friends.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Like, you're going public?
Right.
Just text me or DM me.
Yes. Not a deal breaker for me, no.
No, it's not a deal breaker.
No, but it is.
Absolutely not.
To me, my first thought on that when he put out the question is, that is worth a conversation. Like, why? Why would you do that?
Correct.
Of course, if I don't like the answer, it's potentially be a deal breaker.
Make him that.
Okay. Shay.
I want to ask about Charlie. He's been dating a new girl. He's been with her since September. He went to the Bears game on Sunday, and he went to the bar after. I was with him. He was a little intoxicated, I noticed.
Cat got your tongue, Charlie? You can't tell your own story?
Maybe a little. But yeah, go ahead, Shay. I mean,
Charlie got in the Uber and felt sick. He threw up in the bush when he got out of the Uber, right in front of his girlfriend. He wants to know if this is a deal breaker.
No, well, it's not.
Well, you tell Charlie I said that it should not be a deal breaker because it happens. You have fun at the game. You vomit a little bit. It's not what you want to do. It just happened.
It happened. Exactly.
Find out how much she cares.
You told me Charlie was 71 and his new lady love was 69 and he's puking in the bushes from drinking too much. Yeah, he might have an issue. But if it's like a 28-year-old, that's what they do.
It's fine.
It's not a deal breaker.
I'm not 28, by the way. I'm 23.
23. It's not a deal breaker.
Tell Charlie I said it's not a deal breaker. It's just a one-off.
Charlie, who do you would like you to know? It's not a deal breaker. It's just a one-off.
Well thankfully, it has not been a deal breaker for her. So
yeah, absolutely.
Make sure you brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell Charlie that it should be fine. It's just an experience. If they go on, they'll always have that as a memory. Remember when you threw up?
Correct. Remember we just started dating?
Yeah. It's just a great memory. So tell Charlie everything's going to be okay. Do that for me, Shay.
Charlie, everything's going to be okay, buddy.
Thanks, Hoodie. Thanks, Shay.
If it makes you feel better, too, Charlie, the same bar we were at on Sunday, I was at Saturday night with my father. We got a little intoxicated, and I threw up in the bathroom, so it happens.
Oh, my God.
Things happen.
We had quite the weekends, apparently.
What? Wow, what is with the vomiting?
I've never done that.
Sometimes you just have a little too much.
30 years.
I've never done that. I can hold it for a very long time.
Yeah.
So it's fine. That, what were you drinking, Shay?
So I had a huge burger, and then I had a bunch of IPAs, and I think that the bloating was what did it more than the alcohol.
Mm.
It should. If I'd stuck to liquor, I think I would have been fine.
Better to do that in a public place or at home?
At home, for sure. For sure. Are you kidding me?
Well, in the bathroom at home. If it's on your carpet, then that's probably worse.
Ah, remember, Cap, when you had shag carpeting in your bathroom? Had to have it everywhere.
Remember that?
On the wall?
Like, yes. I remember my parents had carpet in their kitchen.
Yeah.
It was like an indoor-outdoor type thing.
Yeah.
Like, what?
The putting green.
It was a putting green.
Yeah. I mean, you know why? preserved the beautiful hardwood floors underneath there. Worth gold underneath there.
Right. And then the next person that bought the house ripped up that horrible carpet. Look at this.
Yeah. Don't have to do anything. Put a little little chamois on it.
That's it.
Outstanding.
Get the floor man in here.
The ShamWow.
Mr. Moore. That was the floor guy.
The ShamWow?
Yeah.
Hey, how willing should the Cubs or the White Sox?
They're not.
So don't ask the question about the White Sox. Just ignore them.
They ignored the meetings.
I just want to throw them in there because they deserve their shout out too for what they're not doing.
Get to know Remy Gonzalez.
How willing should the Cubs or the White Sox be to swim into the deep end of the pool? We'll discuss that coming up next in 2 minutes on Cap and J Hood.